Welcome to the Newsbusters podcast with the executive editor of Newsbusters, your host, Tim Graham.
Hello and welcome to the Thanksgiving weekend edition of the Newsbusters podcast. I am grateful to be here in the MRC studio with my boy Ben. I am thankful for my son Benjamin, who helps me with this show every week. We would honestly want to direct your attention to the new Media Research Center poll on how the media stole the election with their censorship of information, their manipulation of the evidence, how they wanted to crush all the stories that they thought would hurt Biden, and somehow refused to share all the good news that would make President Trump look good for about 5 seconds. And starting with the economy, right? We had 33% growth in the third quarter, which is amazing and maybe not as surprising because we're in a pandemic. But wow, they just didn't want to share information that they thought, well, this doesn't help us, so we won't share it. So Rich Noyes has a blog about it. I did the column this week about it. It's really something you should look into. I thought for this week I would spend a little bit of time discussing fact checkers. I always put air quotes around the notion of independent fact checkers. It's really important to understand that most of the people who do fact checking are liberal journalists working for liberal outfits. So the fact checker at the Washington Post, under the motto, "Democracy dies in darkness," is going to be a fact checker who counts Trump lies and doesn't count Democrat lies. So the other day, when some liberal Hollywood celebrity, like Barbara Streisand, I think in this case, said Trump's lied 22,000 times, and you ask, well, where would they get a stat like that? The Washington Post fact checker. Now, of course, liberals always mangle this number, because if they say there are 22,000 lies, that's not accurate, because the way that they do it at the Washington Post is to say Trump has committed or uttered 22,000 false or misleading statements. So misleading statements and lies are not the same thing. A lot of times, for example, what the Washington Post loves to do is Trump will say, this is the best economy for black Americans ever. And they'll say, or the best unemployment for black Americans ever. And they will say, well, the federal government didn't start measuring black unemployment until 1972. Therefore, you're lying, or therefore it's a misleading statement. So there's a lot of times we all understand Donald Trump loves to exaggerate, you know, make things sound as good as they possibly can. But it's not a lie to say it was a good economy for minorities. This is where you say, again, the fact checkers seem, on a lot of occasions, to be accomplishing things that just line up so neatly with the Democratic agenda. So I'm going to look today a little bit about fact checkers, as we wrote about it, Brent Bozell and I, in the book Unmasked, Big Media's War Against Trump, still available at Amazon, still scintillating. We wrote about PolitiFact. Now, PolitiFact came out of the St. Petersburg Times, then they later called it the Tampa Bay Times. It's a project of the Poynter Institute. Poynter owns the newspaper. But also, this is important. Who funds PolitiFact? PolitiFact gets large grants from liberal foundations like the Ford Foundation, which is one of the biggest, most massive, most leftist foundations out there, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the leftist Craig Newmark Foundation. Newmark is the founder of Craigslist, which basically destroyed classified advertising in newspapers. So Craig Newmark's been trying to do some sort of penance for destroying classified advertising. Bill Adair, the founding editor of PolitiFact, admitted that his fact-checking gig was awfully subjective. When a supportive interview suggested their measurements contained some measure of personal opinion, Adair admitted, yeah, we're human, We're making subjective decisions. Lord knows the decision about a Truthometer rating is entirely subjective. As Angie Holan, the editor of PolitiFact, often says, the Truthometer is not a scientific instrument. This is one of the reasons we got into this sort of fact-checking the fact-checkers project we do here at Newsbusters. Because when you use categories like true, mostly true, false, mostly false, pants on fire lie, it has that image or proclamation of some sort of great scientific statement. And I think we've discovered over the years that there isn't science in it. There's a lot of opinion. I'll give you the newest example that I wrote about at Newsbusters. Senator David Perdue called his opponent in the runoff, John Ossoff, he calls him a socialist. And PolitiFact rates that pants on fire. Now, why would they do that? Well, first of all, they did this with Biden and Harris, by the way. They used this definition of socialism equals government owning the means of production. That's basically communism. So if you're not a Marxist, you can't call them a socialist? In this latest fact check, they basically suggested that Ossoff was not for Medicare for all. Ossoff was not for the Green New Deal. But that doesn't matter anyway because those aren't socialist. This is where you say, what facts are you applying here? And what you really get is this whole idea of shaming David Perdue and the Republicans for calling the Democrats socialists. You go to John Ossoff's website and you look up his positions, and he says he wants a massive infrastructure program to grow green energy, which sounds an awfully lot like the Green New Deal. He wants a public option added to the government healthcare menu, which is a move towards socialism. But he hasn't endorsed, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to the letter. So he's not a socialist, and you can't say so. Now, what makes this fascinating is that Donald Trump, they can call him a fascist 24 hours a day. And PolitiFact doesn't get in there and say, pants on fire lie. They let it go. There's no evaluation. When you put the word fascist in the PolitiFact search engine, as I did the other day, you actually get a pile of stories about how conservatives are mischaracterizing Antifa. That's what you get. So yes, PolitiFact is not using a scientific instrument. PolitiFact is not an impartial judge. That is fact. You know, back in 2013, long before Trump ran for president, the Center for Media and Public Affairs at George Mason University detected a serious tilt on the Truthometer. This is a project of Dr. Robert Lichter, where our Rich Noyes used to work for many years. In a four-month study period back in 2013, CMPA found PolitiFact rated 32% of Republican claims as false or pants on fire, compared with 11% of Democratic claims. 32 to 11, a 3-to-1 margin. Conversely, PolitiFact rated 22% of Democratic claims as entirely true, compared with 11% of Republican claims. That's a 2-to-1 margin. A majority of Democratic statements, 54%, were rated as mostly or entirely true, compared with only 18% of Republican statements. By contrast, a majority of Republican statements, 52%, were rated as mostly or entirely false, compared with just 24% of Democratic arguments. This is where the science breaks in. You can look at the numbers. Every time I look at the numbers, you can tell there is a trend, there is a pattern. Now, especially in the Trump era, liberals can argue they shouldn't have to observe some quota in which everyone gets an equally true and false rating. We understand that. We don't expect you to give Donald Trump an equally true and false rating. But we would expect, to some extent, that you would try to apply the same standards to Republicans and Democrats. And they have a really bad habit of not doing that. So the default position for the media elite is to rate liberal politicians as true and conservatives false. during the 2016 campaign. This liberal-favoring pattern continued at PolitiFact among Republican presidential contenders. Ted Cruz landed on the false side of the truth-o-meter 65% of the time. Rick Santorum, 55% of the time. Newt Gingrich, who actively supported Trump, 57% of the time. What about Democrats in 2016? President Obama was ruled false 25% of the time. Bernie Sanders, 30% of the time. This is the guy who routinely makes crazy socialist statements like, the business model of Wall Street is fraud. Is that a factual statement? The business model of Wall Street is fraud? This is just, you know, wild rhetoric. PolitiFact doesn't police wild rhetoric from socialists. And they get mad if you call Bernie Sanders a socialist. Actually, they wouldn't do that in that case because Sanders calls himself a socialist. It's not just the quality of the fact-checking and things like PolitiFact. It's the quantity. Ted Cruz and Elizabeth Warren were both elected to the Senate in the same year, in 2012. Cruz was assessed for truth on 114 occasions by PolitiFact through 2016. Now compare that to Warren. 4. Cruz 114, Warren 4. And not a single false or pants on fire in the 4 Warren things. And here's a funny fact for you, or a sad fact. PolitiFact has never evaluated Elizabeth Warren to this day on their truth-o-meter for her claim to be part Cherokee Indian. What they do a lot of times is they'll say, well, we're going to write an explainer. And we'll assess, you know, what the whole matter of Warren's claims are. But they don't write an article saying, pants on fire lie, you're not part Cherokee. She falsely applied to Harvard and other colleges as a minority hire based on family lore. Now, overall, in 2016, they rated Trump as mostly false or pants on fire 77% of the time during the primaries. Conversely, they rated Hillary Clinton on the wrong side of the facts 27% of the time. 77? 27. PolitiFact awarded its pants on fire tag to Trump 57 times to Hillary's 7. From September 1 to Election Day 2016, conservatives and Republicans were scolded as pants on fire 28 times, 14 of those for Trump. Liberals and Democrats, only 4. 28 times to 4. And only 1 for Mrs. Clinton. So you have a 7-1 Republican to Democrat tilt and an obscene 14-1 tilt for Trump and Hillary Clinton. This anti-Trump pattern continued in 2017 and 2018. Donald Trump was the dominant target with 297 evaluations. And of those, 205 were mostly false or worse. That's 69%. That has gotten worse into 2020. Democratic leaders in Congress, by contrast, drew dramatically less attention in 2017 and 2018. Chuckie Schumer drew 9. Nancy Pelosi had 12. So Trump had more pants on fire ratings, 33, than all the ratings of Pelosi and Schumer combined. So what PolitiFact is saying there is, this is really all about Trump, not about the people he's actually dealing with in Congress. Now, I should say this. You'll find the same thing for Mitch McConnell or Kevin McCarthy. For some weird reason, they just think, Congress, not as interesting. But overall, in 2017 and through November 2018, conservatives and Republicans were tagged as pants-on-fire liars in 98 articles. Liberals and Democrats, 15. 98 to 15. That's a margin of more than 6-1. This is how cozy they are. In September 2017, PolitiFact looked at Hillary's campaign book, What Happened, her memoir. They decided to fact-check the book and couldn't find anything inside it that they could describe as false. Not one sentence. That includes blaming the media for her loss when their coverage was 91% negative of Trump. They played cute with Hillary's claim that hot sauce boosts the immune system. Take it with a grain of salt. We don't think the link to hot sauce per se has been peer-reviewed. PolitiFact's John Greenberg was delighted Hillary quoted former New York Times editor Jill Abramson, calling her fundamentally honest, citing PolitiFact. Hillary is fundamentally honest. I mean, talk about a false statement, a pants-on-fire statement. Mrs. Clinton underlined, they found I told the truth more than any other presidential candidate, whereas Trump was the most dishonest candidate ever measured. Greenberg happily declared, we fact-checked Hillary Clinton 196 times from the moment she announced her candidacy in the spring of 2015 through Election Day 2016. Of those 196 fact-checks, 100 rated true or mostly true. That means 51% of Clinton claims we fact-checked were basically accurate. Of candidates we fact-checked at least 50 times, only one did better. Bernie Sanders. Clinton, however, does better if you only count true statements that we rated and not the mostly true. Only a blind Democrat can't see the pro-Democrat bias here. We would suggest, when I went through Hillary's book, they should have checked out page 366, where Hillary writes, for years, Fox News has been the most powerful and prominent platform for the right-wing war on truth. Ailes, a former advisor to Richard Nixon, built Fox by demonizing and delegitimizing mainstream media that tried to adhere to traditional standards of objectivity and accuracy. Isn't that amazing? When they do this thing where they write that Fox News is a fire hose of lies. CNN and ABC and CBS and NBC, oh, they are very careful to be objective and accurate at all times. Please. PolitiFact's 2017 Lie of the Year was a pants-on-fire ruling from May 12th. Trump was slammed for a typically garbled, confusing Trumpian declaration at Lester Holt, where he said, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story. It's excusing the Democrats for having lost an election that they should have won. We would hear that Russia thing with Trump and Russia as a reference to the charge of collusion. But that's not the way they interpreted it. They massaged that phrase into a lie of the year as, quote, Russian election interference is a made-up story. And they used this, the whole media used this with Trump, that when he denied there was collusion, he was denying there was interference. He did not do that, or at least he didn't do that all the time. We all understand that the Russians, quote-unquote, interfered with the election by, like, buying some memes on Facebook. But by that token, the Russians have been manipulating in our elections for decades. What the media were trying to suggest were the Russians swayed the election to Trump, stole the election from Hillary. So PolitiFact editor Angie Holand said, a mountain of evidence points to a single fact. Russia meddled in the U.S. presidential election of 2016. After all this, one man keeps saying it didn't happen. When the nation's commander-in-chief refuses to acknowledge a threat to U.S. democracy, it makes it all the more difficult to address the problem. For this reason, we named Trump's claim that the Russian interference is a hoax our lie of the year for 2017. Now, how on earth does Angie Holand write a paragraph like that and it not sound like every other person, like every stelter, every mad owl? And that's where PolitiFact lives. Unsurprisingly, remember, PolitiFact has this tilt because they work on tips from readers. Guess who their readers are? So Holand added, readers of PolitiFact also chose the claim as the year's most significant falsehood by an overwhelming margin. So this is what happens. You know, the PolitiFact's very effectively being used to suggest not just that Trump has a problem with the truth, that Ted Cruz has a problem with the truth, that Newt Gingrich has a problem with the truth, that Rick Santorum has a problem with the truth. And now in this case right now, Senator David Perdue has a problem with the truth. With that kind of a pattern, it should be obvious to people that the quote-unquote independent fact-checkers are being used by the Democrats or using themselves and, you know, contracting themselves out to be used by the Democrats. And they, again, just like the so-called mainstream media and their traditional standards of objectivity, they use that cloak of being independent and fact-based, reality-based, to push Democratic talking points. You know, when we said we were going to do fact-checking the fact-checkers, we actually got a call from a lady at Snopes.com, as I often refer to them, the dopes at Snopes. She was very alarmed that we were going to have a fact-checking the fact-checkers product. And I think the assumption there was somehow that we were going to declare all of, you know, every fact check is a fraud, or that there is no such notion as facts or truth. You know, I think part of the problem here is that we disagree on what facts are sometimes. And there's so many times on these matters of evaluation that liberals confuse their own opinions with the facts. And that's part of the problem. When all this stuff really started kicking in 1992, what was really upsetting was this notion that you couldn't say that Bill Clinton would raise taxes. George H.W. Bush said, you know, Clinton's going to raise your taxes. And he has to say this because he said, read my lips, no new taxes. And then he raised taxes. Well, so he was going to claim, you elect Clinton, you're going to get a big tax increase. And what happened? They elected Bill Clinton, and we all got a big tax increase. The largest tax increase at that time in American history. But we had the news media running around saying it was false. They actually used this on screen. CBS had a big red wrong on screen. You couldn't say Clinton was going to raise taxes. You can't make predictions that make Democrats look unelectable. This is the way they're doing it right now with the socialist word. In this whole PolitiFact evaluation of David Perdue, it was like, well, this whole socialism thing was used by Trump to get to win Florida. Okay. They seem to object to that. You can't use the word socialism. We can call you a fascist all day long. There's no fact-checking. But you can't use the word socialist. You know, this is one of those things now that if they think politics will return to normal, Joe Biden will return politics to normal. In fact, I mean, here's the real pants-on-fire lie that we've been getting in the last day or two. Biden's new appointees aren't really political. They're not, you know, they're public servants. They're not politicians. You're going to tell me John Kerry has really never been a politician or that John Kerry doesn't do things that are political? I mean, come on, people. This is one of those things where, again, you just take Biden's rhetoric and repeat it. We're going to see a lot of this. They're not reporters, they're repeaters. And a self-respecting reporter would not try to say that politicians aren't political or that cabinet members aren't political. It is in the nature of politics. It's in the nature of studying political science. If you're going to run a government, you're going to do things politically. You're going to measure it. You're going to make sure it succeeds. You want to pass bills? You can't pass bills in the Congress without being political. You can't implement government policies without being political. You're going to tell me that the Biden administration won't conduct any internal polls? I mean, this is the sort of thing we're going to have to deal with. And I think one of the things that'll be interesting is, yes, we'll now be easily able to compare, again, this dramatic contrast between Democrats and Republicans when it comes to the fact checkers. I think we can all guess that Glenn Kessler, if you pay attention to the Washington Post fact checker, Glenn Kessler, watch his tweets. This is a liberal Democrat who claims that he just calls, you know, the facts. And the fact checkers, of course, the Washington Post, they don't have a truth-o-meter. They have the Pinocchio scale. Four Pinocchios. Trump was always getting four Pinocchios. And they had something called the bottomless Pinocchio, which was a lie that Trump repeated over and over and over and over. And I think we can all predict there's not going to be a lot of four Pinocchio ratings for Biden. The Washington Post is not going to count how many thousands of lies or false statements that Biden's committed. Which only underlines this whole project was to make a rhetorical point and to scorn the other side's rhetoric as full of lies. So what I would suggest is we need a model where we understand an objective news media, which we don't have, but if we had one, an objective news media would say, we're going to allow rhetoric to be rhetoric if they say something that is obviously false or tremendously misleading, then we'll call it out. So I've often said the example I always use with President Trump was windmills cause cancer. I mean, you almost don't need a fact check on that, but sure, go for it. Windmills have never caused cancer. They do kill lots of birds. So the problem we have is, as I suggested before, predictions are predictions. They are not facts. And maybe we can say, yes, it would not be a good prediction to say, my opponent will become a rapist. I mean, that's not really a prediction. It's a smear. Although, you know, again, on some level, again, you'd go back to say, what happened to Brett Kavanaugh? Did Christine Blasey Ford get her time on the truth-o-meter? Or did they say, well, Christine Blasey Ford has her truth, and her truth is very important. And Christine Blasey Ford is like the Rosa Parks of our era. You know, Anita Hill was the Rosa Parks of her era. There's so much spin. And so the fact-checking, the independent fact-checkers, there's so much of that that's spin. We only pick out really obvious things, like you can't call a Democrat a socialist, and sort of isolate those. And on occasion, every once in a while, we'll say, hey, they gave a Democrat a false or a pants on fire, and you want to say, well, good for you. I noted in this thing on Ossoff that PolitiFact had made the notion that called it mostly false when Ossoff said Senator David Perdue wants Biden to fail. Well, he's never said he wants Biden to fail. We wouldn't say that every fact check is unworthy. We're just saying that the trend, the pattern, when you count it up, sometimes Trump deserves a fact check, sometimes Biden deserves a fact check. But it's that whole idea when you suddenly decide we're going to use PolitiFact to say the Clintons are truth tellers, I think you got a problem. So now we wrapping it up here, I just want to say that we are thankful here at the Media Research Center for all of our supporters, for all of our listeners, for all of our readers. We sometimes sit here in the office and think, you know, is anybody paying attention to little old us? So it's always gratifying to be able to do this every day. For me, it's not work. It's more like play. So we appreciate you. And we hope you come to Newsbusters and enjoy. We'll try to keep the lights on here through the holidays like we normally do. So come see us, see if we got something new once, twice, 24 times a day. Thanks for joining us.